Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. All right, bear with me today because I'm going to have a rant. Like the title of this says, what the fuck is freedom anyway? I was asked recently what I did on Freedom Day. So in our state in Australia, we had our lockdown finished and it was opened up. And it was, to me, it's like, that's not freedom. Like going out into a world where there's so many restrictions and so many blocks. And for me, the biggest sign was like, I got to the end of the street on that Monday morning and there was traffic everywhere. And it was a reminder to me that in the near future, I'll be moving out of the city because it's too busy. It's not the life that I want. And I really felt in that time a heightened anxiety. I spoke to people. That's what they were going through. They were going through these stresses. I'm not really quite sure I'm ready to go back to life where I've got to be going doing all the things that I haven't had to do for the last 3-4 months, whatever the time frame was. Interestingly for me, like in lockdown, it was just completely comfortable because my workplace is still here. The only thing I actually missed was golf, but there are opportunities to explore different things. It was more family time, more connection. Granted, I know that's not the case for everyone, but it really frustrated me to hear people talking about Freedom Day and freedom and what it meant and all the things that they're able to do. And it's like, to me, it's like going back into a world that's full of ridiculous restrictions and ridiculous laws and ridiculous guidelines that don't add up, that don't make sense, that there are too many things. And I know so many people, like no matter what your belief, and they're not really prepared to talk about it, but there are just things that don't add up to them. They're like, this does not make sense. No matter which place you stand on what you believe around current circumstances, there are so many different things happening. One of the reasons that people are undergoing such stress is we're going through a financial crisis at the moment. There's the pandemic. People are going through spiritual awakenings. There's a crisis of the systems. Like people aren't happy with the systems anymore. It's why there have been different people have been voted into different countries around the world that have surprised people because people are dissatisfied with the system. So there's a breakdown of a lot of things at the moment. People's mental health that has been a challenge is now even more heightened as all of these things happening at once, all converging on us, is leaving us anything but free and feeling free. And I know there's a lot of people that might be like talking about it because it's a welcome relief from what they're experiencing. But I wonder how many of you are actually feeling free, are actually feeling like that things are going well. Like I know a lot of people that I've spoken to clients and just in general conversation and friends is that they felt stuck. And this is 2 years ago. And now what's changed? Like we've got even more restrictions. So how are you feeling free? Like and thinking about like what does freedom mean? So for me, like it didn't change a great deal. Like I still felt as free because I was just the freedom around self. The freedom to not have to be everything to everyone, which I've lived in the past, which I know a lot of people do, particularly people who have children there. And actually, doesn't even come down to a lot, children or not. It's like there's all these different responsibilities through work and people applying pressure to getting help. And then maybe you feel guilty or they might say something that leads you to feel guilty because you're not jumping in with whatever they want you to do. The freedom to be able to say, well, I'm not going to go and do all of those things that take me away from what I know is most important for me. To actually feel with body, mind, heart, and soul that you actually feel an element of freedom. So this is not going from where you're at now to in a monastery, complete relaxation, the word escapes me, enlightenment, right? Yes, it's not going from here to there. It's just taking gradual steps to make sure that you're cutting back all the crap that's been stopping you from just doing what you really want to do, whether it's tied to a paycheck, tied to responsibilities, tied to whatever you think other people need from you, instead of actually getting really clear on what is most important for you. Now, that's not to say that by doing what's best for you, you're not considering others. You're still not being compassionate. You still need to show all of that. Well, you get a choice to being compassionate, being loving, being kind, all of those things. But when you can do that, when you are actually coming from a place of your own self-love, from coming from love instead of trying to do something for other people's love, for other people's approval, that changes everything. So I challenge you today to ask yourself, how free do you actually feel? Do you have any layer of certainty around self, around your direction, around your future? Do you have any certainty around what's going on for you in terms of how you feel physically? Like the restrictions that you have there that you've kind of just accepted. Oh, I accepted physical restrictions for a long time until my body said no more. My back was one example where I had problems and problems and problems until I was laid out on the floor and my body just said, you're not doing this anymore. You need to get attention on this. And I've had that with many different physical ailments that I've had, and I still have them now. But it's how I treat them now that is most important. I'm looking for, okay, so what is actually the cause of this? Not just treating the symptom to make it go away, because that's just going to result in the same thing coming up to you again. It's going to find a way to the surface. Mentally, what is the thought patterns that I just don't want to repeat anymore? Emotionally, what is just overwhelming me at the moment that I don't want to be doing anymore? How can I use my abilities, my own personal abilities, to be able to process both of those, mental and emotional, in a healthy way? My spiritual connection, and I've said before, it doesn't matter how spiritually minded you are, in inverted commas, because spirituality is our connection to self and to community. So if your connection to self means just about having some time and space to do what you really want to do, maybe a hobby or something, then that's fine. Then that's a spiritual element of your life. If you go into deeper depths where you spend time meditating, where you're connecting with other different elements of your heart and soul, then it's all good. That's fantastic as well. It's not about judgment or comparison. It's for you in your own journey, body, mind, heart, and soul. How free do you actually feel? Because things are going to happen in life, and there's going to be different elements thrown at you, ups, downs, and everything in between. And of course, right now is no different. There's plenty of things going on that are going to take you off center. But relying on your freedom, again, in inverted commas, at the mercy of a government, of a rule, of someone else's instructions, that's not freedom. It may feel it when it first happens, but you know what happens after you do anything like that for a quick win. On the other side of that, it's not free. It's not freedom. And in fact, it leaves you feeling worse. You'll get emotions like guilt, shame, anxiety, frustration, anger, revenge, resentment, depression, all of those things. So finding more of that personal freedom is going to change everything for how free you actually feel. I was talking with a client this week, and I was asking him, getting a client review, okay, full disclosure, I was asking him to answer some questions for me so I can get some review for my website, for my different socials, including on here, so that people can hear from their experience working with me. And he was talking about how he just had gone from a place where he was overcommitting in so many different areas, and a realization that he had to start saying no, and that was okay. He had to stop trying to be everything to everyone, and stopped. It was okay for him to stop feeling the exhaustion of that. to draw a line in the sand and say, I can't do that anymore. These are the most important things. I need to focus there. And of course, a lot of those things around his own personal well-being, his family, his business, but he was getting dragged in all sorts of different directions. He was also telling me that one of the things that really had a big impact for him was breath, and how he'd just been through a seasonal allergy time where usually it's having a big impact for him. It barely created an impact at all. He said 90%, but I think he was holding back. It felt like to me that it was having quite a profound impact for him. So the seasonal allergy he had every year, 90% gone. Just through the work that we'd done, through the breath work, through changing his physiology, to changing what was going on for his body. And the other thing that really struck me about what he said was the level of calm that he felt from making sure that he was not just meditating, but meditating intentionally around his own stuff, about the ability to make breathing, deep breathing, a part of his everyday through all circumstances, to stay in that calm throughout the day, to continue to release other physical problems that he was experiencing, to have a clarity of mental thought, a balance of emotions, and to have his faith in his Christian faith deepened by all of this work. If you're ready, truly ready, if you're truly ready to connect to that kind of freedom, then send me a message. Jump in my group. Come and join the conversation, because it's not going to come and find you unless you start doing something for you. One of my programs is called Freedom, not by coincidence. It's about all those things that I've talked about finding more of that space for you to improve all of those different areas of your space, to work on your breath, to work on boundaries, to release that exhaustion. I'd love to hear from you. This is something that I'm extremely passionate about, because I live my life as a people pleaser of being everything to everyone, and tended to not keep most people happy regardless, and the least of all myself. And I won't go back to that. I refuse. That's my line in the sand. I'm not going back to how it was. I will continue to strive to improve and to evolve and to be better and to help the people that I serve be better as well. Rant over. I'll leave it there for today. And I hope to speak to you all very soon, whether it's on this platform or somewhere else.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.